This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted 229 to 202, largely along party lines, to find former Trump advisor Steve Bannon in criminal contempt of Congress after he defied a subpoena from the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol building. 9 Republicans voted with all 220 Democrats to pass the resolution. Bannon is in the spotlight over the role he may have had in organizing the insurrection and any efforts he may have pursued to coordinate with former President Donald Trump and the White House. Investigators see the 67-year-old's testimony as pivotal to a clear understanding of Trump's actions before and during the deadly assault on a joint session of Congress to certify Joe Biden's election victory. Ethiopian forces carried out an airstrike Thursday on the city of Mekelle, their third in the Tigray regional capital this week. As the government attempts to weaken the Tigrayan forces, they've been fighting for almost a year. Spokesman Legesse Tulu told reporters the airstrike targeted a training center for Tigrayan forces. He said the base previously was used by Ethiopian forces in the area. There was no immediate word on casualties. War erupted nearly a year ago between Ethiopian troops and the Tigray People's Liberation Front, which governed Ethiopia for 3 decades, but now rules only the northern Tigray region. Mekelle has not seen large-scale fighting since June, when Ethiopian forces withdrew from the area and Tigray forces retook control of most of the region. Following that, the conflict continued to spill into neighboring regions.